Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Idea Man.
I think you guys should be pushing. Get out to Vegas. Do a road show. Morning road show out in Las Vegas.
Innovator.
It has a good chance of beating the Eclipse.
And Packers Hall of Famer.
No, here's what you do. No, you get all the way, but you stop in Reno. Because then you're 97% of the way.
All right.
It's time for Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and Kohler Services.
Mark Tausch here on Wisconsin's Morning News, sponsored by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Hey, Tausch, I don't know if you watched any of the Home Run Derby, but what seems to be getting all the attention this morning is not anything from the Derby itself. It's from what happened before the event began in Texas. So it started with the Home Run Derby, of course, and there was a nice, awesome introduction by Marcelo Hernandez. I don't know if you saw this. This is an actor from SNL, and he's... Man, he was awesome. He was very funny. He's bilingual, so he just played up and, you know, introduced all the Latin American players and whatnot. So it was super cool. But then came the anthem, and yeah.
And the rockets' red glare, the bombs bursting in air.
It didn't.
That wasn't even the worst part.
It left an impression. Her name, Ingrid Andress.
Yes, so I did hear that. And I think, so like a lot of times you forget that the Home Run Derby is on, and then, you know, you check your Twitter feed or whatever it is, and then you're like, okay, well, what is this? And you go back, and I'm going to be honest with you. So I listened to it. Was it good? No. But I saw, like, Darren Rovell tweeted 99% of the population would be worse. No, they wouldn't, because half the people wouldn't even, like, get up there and try. And to put this in the worst of the worst, was it bad? Certainly. It wasn't Whitney Houston in the Super Bowl of, I think, 1991. But it wasn't as bad as Carl Lewis's. It wasn't as bad as Roseanne Barr's that tried it. So it was bad.
Fergie's in that list, too. Hers.
Fergie? Yeah, but I think Fergie, I mean, I put Fergie ahead of whoever this was. So, I mean, if I want to be fair to the entire process. But this wasn't, like, the worst of worst. And I mean, how would you two do? I would feel, I'm not going to say I'd feel comfortable doing it. I did headlines. I've become a little bit of a singing, you know, I've at least tried. I just don't know the words. I don't think it was as bad as, I think a lot of people have done a lot worse. Put it that way.
It's a hard song. I mean, both of my daughters sing their schooled voice lessons, the whole thing. It's a hard song. Some of my proudest moments as a dad is when my girls have done the national anthem at the football game in Greendale, Tausch. I'll tell you what, for me, because I know they're both good singers, for me, when they start to round third and head for home, when they're on that last couple of stanzas, I'm like, just hang in there. Don't forget the words. Don't forget the words.
Words. The key to it to me is because I think the Rockets' red glare, that's when you got to, like, go up. You don't need – not everybody has the voice of Alicia Keys. Like, not everybody can hit those notes. So kind of find your zone. And if you don't butcher the words, you know, you're probably going to be okay. But, yeah, it is a monster skill set to be able to do that. And then to be able to do it in front of 50, 60,000 people is another added layer. So – I know everybody is crushing her today, and, you know, if you're going to do it, you have to have a ton of confidence. I don't know how wavered she is because Twitter and all of it is getting after her, but you're 100% right. You have to make sure you get the actual lyrics right, but you have to find that octave as far as where you can get to, and you probably don't want to go too much higher because it sounds like what we just heard.
So if you're in the midst of hearing a bad one, Tausch, you know, there you are on the sideline,
yeah,
hand on heart, helmet in hand, right? You know, and the reaction of some of the players, like the side eye, am I really hearing this?
Yeah, the problem is you just never know when the camera's going to be on you. And I saw the guy from the Phillies that started laughing because, you know, typically it goes the other way. Like, you'll see somebody come out and there's the guy that does the Chicago Blackhawks games. and he's got that monster deep voice, and you're kind of like, oh my God, I didn't see this coming, and you got that, whoa. But when it's really bad, I think you want to, you know, you don't want to be a jerk, but it's also, you're a human being, and if it's bad, you're going to laugh and chuckle, and you get caught because it's kind of just the natural reaction of what's going on.
That our flag was
You know what? I'm going to be honest. The more you guys are playing it, maybe it is closer to Carl Lewis.
What did Carl Lewis say? Whoa!
That's right.
That's good.
Yeah,
thanks, Tosh. We'll talk tomorrow.
Maybe I underestimated it. See you guys.
Whoa!